Allah will ask you about every single blessing that He bestowed upon you in the life of this world. Every blessing. You'll be asked, where did you get it from? How did you get it? And how did you spend it? Every single bliss, every single blessing, grace that Allah has given you, you will be questioned about. And if you want to count the blessings, can you count the blessings? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to calculate or count the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, you will never be able to calculate it. Never. No matter how much you try, you can never calculate Allah's bounties upon you. Never. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. The hearing, the seeing, the heart, all of this will be inquired into. And I was questioned. On the day of resurrection, your hands will be talking on your behalf. It's a blessing. Your hands are blessing. Blessing of feeling. Your eyes will be talking on your behalf. Your ears, your face, your tongue, your feet, and every other body part of your body will be talking on your behalf, because they are all blessing and they will be questioned, and you have no ability to take control on that day. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house in a hadith collected by Muslim ibn Hijjaj and witnessed Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma outside. He said to him, what brings you out this time of the night? What are you doing outside? They said to him a beautiful say, O Messenger of Allah, hunger brings us out at this time. Hunger. Subhanallah. Khalaqana. They used to tie a rock around their waist due to hunger. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best creature that walked the earth, he used to tie a rock around his waist due to hunger. Do we tie a rock around our waist? Or do we have to have 3 meals a day with either chicken or meat or whatever on that plate, and we're still not content? We have to wear the best clothes, we're still not content. He used to tie a rock around his waist due to hunger. As Aisha once mentioned, one whole month they would not see food in their house except dates and water. One whole month. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar ibn Khattab, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, al-Faruq, likewise tied rocks around their waist due to hunger. The two strongest, greatest men after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after the prophets. They said, O hunger, O Messenger of Allah. He said, by the one in whom his hand is my soul, this is the only reason that I have left my house. Allahu Akbar. He goes, come with me. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, all in a state of hunger, they went to a man from the Ansar. They went to a man from the Ansar. When he reached the house, they did not find that man there. His wife, the man's wife, noticed it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, welcome, O Prophet of Allah. He said, where is so-and-so? She said, he's went out to fetch some water for us. Meanwhile, the man came. He goes, Alhamdulillah, there is no one more superior to me today as regards his guests. Straight away, he went and bought for them, without even asking, a bunch of dates, got the knife and slaughtered the sheep for them. It was a tradition, and still is a tradition, in Arabia, that when a visitor comes, they slaughter a sheep for you. Whether they got one sheep or half a sheep, they'll slaughter it for you. Whether they're in poverty or not, they'll slaughter it for you. That's how hospitable they are regarding their visitors. So he placed it in front of them, and they ate, they drank until they were full. Then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Abu Bakr and Umar and said, by him in his hand is my soul. Wallahi, you will be asked about this treat that you had right now. The blessing, it's a blessing. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ يَوْمَ إِذْ عَلْ النَّعِيمِ. Blessing, food is a blessing. You'll be asked about the blessing.